It makes me laugh every day.
This song?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I'm sure when Ima Sumac wrote this song, she was hoping to make us laugh, and she is.
I don't think she really was. I think she's taking this as
serious.
Yep. Are we calling this a stream of consciousness?
Yeah.
Or is it too hokey?
We've called it the bonus hour. We've called it, I think that was it. Just the bonus hour. And now yesterday you came up with stream of consciousness, which is real good. I say it's up to you, the listener, to call the show whatever you want.
Crap.
People have called it that. Modern Family is taken, so we can't call it that. The Sonny and Cher variety hour is taken. We cannot call it that. But call it what you want. It's happening, and it's happening now. And we have a guest in the studio for you. Andy Boyle is here. Andy has written a book, a great book, called Adulthood for Beginners. Andy, we need this book now more than ever.
Well, thank you.
We really do.
And I'd like to say thank you so much for having me.
Well, I got to give Rex Hubke from the Chicago Tribune some credit because I saw that he wrote about this book. I have two teenage boys. One's going to be 18 in a couple of weeks. And I thought the book called Adulthood for Beginners would be very helpful for them. They're not too young, 14 and 18, to read this.
No, what I like to say is there are some swear words.
Oh, no.
They've never heard that out of my mouth.
I don't know if teens these days have heard swear words, but but the idea, it's they're swear words, but it's not graphic or vulgar. Like my mom read it and she was just like, oh, that's just how people talk.
Right.
Good for her.
Yeah. But she also suggested, she's just like, maybe you do a version without swear words that you can sell to 12-year-olds. And I was like, I don't think 12-year-olds are going to be worried about this.
You know, 12-year-olds today could teach you a few new swear words.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
Would it be safe to assume that even though we have achieved the level by which we should be called adults, none of us are ever 100% adults, are we?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I touch on in the book. It's just like, you're an adult whether you think you are or not.
Yeah.
And also, what I like to say is, like, you're doing a great job. Like, the fact that you've gotten wherever you are in life, if you graduated high school, if you graduated college, if you didn't do either, you're still doing awesome. You got where you are, and you're continuing to go. And I just want people to kind of have a little bit more faith in themselves, because you've exceeded at so many things that you're probably not even aware of.
Yeah.
Well, you could always ask us for advice, because, well, I don't know about you, but I have certainly achieved adulthood.
Oh, good for you. Congrats.
And I got to tell you, it was way better being a kid.
Yes.
No responsibilities. The hardest thing you had to think of is whose house you were going to play at after school.
I miss the days of you would just be able to ride your bike until the sun started going down.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's time to go home.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, my parents don't necessarily know where I am. It's like, I'm at the park, but...
And they didn't really care.
No. No, and they were relatively, you know, or sometimes you'd see the weather, like it turned green, and you're like, oh, the tornadoes are coming.
Right.
We should go indoors.
Right. Also, I don't know if you're a homeowner, but
I am.
Every once in a while, do you do this where you walk around your house and you go, that needs to be fixed, that needs to be upgraded, that, we got to get rid of that. And in the old days, it was your parents who took care of that, and now it's kind of on us.
Yes, and when my parents come visit, they like to point out, they're like, that's been broken since the day you moved in.
Right.
You should get some spackle and fix this.
Right.
And I'm like, I should. I'm probably not going to, because it doesn't bother me. It bothers you.
You learn to live with a few things in your life when you become an adult,
yes,
and you learn what things are most important to take care of. Now, this is funny, but there are serious parts to this book as well.
Yep. No, I try never to be cynical. I try to always be relatively uplifting. I try to make jokes. I try to, there's times like where I try, you know, I'll break the tension of talking about something serious with some levity.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's just like I tried to be as honest and conversational as possible.
Yeah.
So if you're reading it, you know, the sections are relatively short. You're not going to get too bored. And I really tried not to ever be preachy, because it's just kind of like, I know that not all of this is going to work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I also try to show you a lot of my mistakes. So even if the way I think you could do it is maybe wrong, you can at least see my way of doing it wrong.
Yes.
And you can learn from that.
Yes. Can we focus for a second on one of what I think is one of your shorter chapters? And the chapter is called, Should I Sleep with Coworkers? And the chapter reads like this. No.
Yep. That's the entire chapter.
That's
one,
all.
One big word that says no. Yeah, that's a...
I wouldn't be married now if that's the case.
This kind of just goes back to the fact that I know not all relationships work out.
Right.
And if they don't all work out, and then you still have to work a job in the place that's giving you a paycheck and health insurance.
Yes.
Maybe not always the best idea.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sometimes it works out for people. And I'm not saying it's the worst thing in the world, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there. And some of your coworkers have friends,
right,
who you could maybe date.
Right.
So,
but to Wendy's point, she would not be married if she wasn't sleeping with a coworker. You've scaled back a lot, which is nice of you.
But here's the thing, too, and I don't know if this is covered in adulthood because I have not finished it cover to cover. Andy Boyle in the studio with us. But there's also something to be said. If you're friends with somebody, maybe don't take it to that next level. And Jim and I were friends for several years before we started dating. In my opinion, I think that's a good way to do it because you have mutual respect for one another. However, if it didn't end up with us getting married, I don't know that we'd still be great friends.
Yeah. No, my thing is always you don't want to do harm by asking somebody out. Like
right.
if it's somebody like
a teacher.
Yeah, yes. Or somebody that, like, at a coffee shop you go to all the time. Like, my thing is just, like, in a lot of these situations, let them make the first move.
Yeah.
If you are ever kind of cautious or don't think that maybe it will work, that's kind of your subconscious saying, don't do this.
Too dangerous.
Or maybe it's just like, hey, you know, and also this could just, like, kind of make your friend group feel weird, or there's some other stuff like that.
Right.
All right. It's kind of a guide to adulthood. And Andy Boyle, do you feel like you've achieved adulthood, or I feel like we're all still becoming adults in different ways.
Yeah. I think we're all
evolving.
We're all trying to get better. And I think that's the main thing that most people are trying to do. Either it's like in your career or like mental health, physical health. Everyone's just trying to, like, you know, kind of push themselves usually in a better direction. And so with that, it's like I'm always trying to grow. And I like to think I'm an adult, but I also, like, my parents are in like their 60s and my dad's 70. And just seeing how much of a kid that they still are, that's nice to know that that will never go away.
That's sweet.
It you know what?
It is.
It is sweet. Now, I'm going to throw a word at you that I'm sure you're aware of, and I have been called this once or twice, and I'm fine with it. The word is man-child. So you're a combination of adult, man in my case, and child, obviously. So is that a bad thing?
If your wife calls you that.
My wife has called me that. It's not a bad thing.
I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing. I think where it can be bad is if, like, the child aspects don't help you kind of further the man side of it,
right,
or if you use it as an excuse to, like, not get work done or kind of be lazier, or if you use it as an excuse to be mean, then I think it's just kind of like, well, you kind of got to reevaluate what's going on. And I think, you know, I think I was a man child for quite a while, and then I kind of realized it's like I kind of like dressing nice and eating and drinking healthy and trying to be a lot happier than I used to be.
Sure. Right.
All right. Something that I think is totally important and worth discussing, is don't ruin your life on social media. Yep. I think this is going to be a very important topic for kids today. What would you say is the age range for someone to read Adulthood for Beginners? Just ballpark.
I would say starting around maybe like age 17.
Okay.
Just because it's just like, you know, there's swear words. And it's what I think like 14-year-olds are reading Game of Thrones, so I think they're going to be fine.
Right. But that when you're, you know, I have a 14-year-old who's not experiencing the stuff that a 17-year-old is experiencing. And so social media.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot different than, especially when I was younger even. Like, Facebook didn't come out till I was like a freshman in college. And it's just like, the thing I always like to say is, it's just like, it's in the book. It's just like, don't put anything on there you don't want. Everyone in your, like, you don't want to know the front of the New York Times. But I think a lot of people don't understand, I guess, like, the digital storage components of a lot of that stuff. Like, just because you texted your best friend doesn't mean that they can't take a screenshot and share it with friends, or like, anything you say can just kind of go out pretty quick.
Right.
And so
did you send a copy of this to Anthony Weiner? I'm curious.
I have not.
You should.
His people have not gotten to me. But no, it kind of goes along those lines. And it's also like, you don't have to use social media. I think a lot of people lead really well, happy lives without using it.
Mm-hmm. Bill doesn't really use it that much. You really don't.
And you're probably just doing great.
I'm fine.
He's doing better than the rest of us.
There's a lot less stuff to read. Like, you can also you can just take a break. You don't have to, like, explain yourself. You can just be like, I don't want to use Snapchat. I'm not going to use Snapchat. And then, like, if anyone's mad at you, it's just like, what are you actually mad about, me not using Snapchat?
Something that you always had to keep in mind when I first started out in radio, memos, or letters to people. You always kind of said, don't make a paper trail. You don't want people to get this information. Well, you have to think, even though you're not physically writing it on a piece of paper, even an email can be copy and pasted. Definitely a text can. And social media, I think, younger kids today, even though they're just sending it to their friends, they're thinking, oh, no one's going to see this. And then I hear stories that prospective colleges and employers check social media. That can happen these days.
And there are, I'm not sure about all of this, but I know there are some states that enacted laws where, like, employers used to want to have your username and password to, like, look through everything on your social media accounts.
Yeah, right.
There's some states that passed laws, I believe, against that. But for a lot of that, it's just like, when in doubt, be nice. Like, you, I don't think, for the most part, you'll never regret being nice or being publicly nice or treating someone with kindness.
Yeah.
But you will regularly, like, not feel happy about something that you said that was said in anger.
Yeah.
And so, especially on social media or in emails or talking to somebody, your friend on the phone, just, it's like, take a breath. Is this something you really want to say? If not, you probably don't have to say it to them.
Oh.
It's like, you can be angry, scream out into the world. Scream into a pillow.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily have to be mean on the internet.
Yeah.
There's a page in here, things you think don't matter at your job, but they do. And these are valuable tips. Do you know some of them off the top of your head, or would you like your book back?
I might need my book back. Yeah, no, there's a couple of these. Yeah, you don't think that these matter, but it's just like how clean your shoes are. The amount of times in my career where I had bosses, especially when I used to be a young newspaper reporter, thus poor, and my boss would point out how dirty my shoes were. And I just thought it was my boss giving me crap, but he brought it up a lot because my shoes were dirty and I didn't look as professional as they probably wanted me to. And that was kind of his thing. And I know it's the dumbest thing in the world for someone to judge you based on that, but we do it.
Yeah.
Like, I will regularly look at someone's shoes and I'll be like, that dude looks awesome. And I don't know how the rest of his outfit is.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, those shoes are so awesome.
Just based on the shoes.
Yeah. When I
see, it's kind of true.
Yeah. And it's a silly thing. And I don't think it's great that we do this, but we do. And so be aware of that. Just try to have relatively clean shoes. Another big thing that I think is still, again, the silliest thing in the world, your handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is probably it's still gross, but it's just like, my sister's boyfriends, I would judge all of them by their handshake.
Oh,
and she's really? Older. She's older than me. And so I just remember, and she knew I did this, so she would not tell them. And so I just remember every time I'd shake their hands, I would just be like, this one's not going to last.
How could you tell? What were you looking for?
Just like the handshake was weak. Or
you had a big firm handshake, yeah, a big like strong grip.
A basic handshake.
Yeah. But not too strong, because then it's showing control. You
exactly.
Know?
So that comes into it. Again, these are all silly things.
Yeah.
But the you know, my brother-in-law, the man she married, when I shook his hand, I was just like,
This
is the guy.
I shook your hand when we walked in here. Do you remember anything about me?
I didn't, which is good.
Okay, good. Nothing stood out. It wasn't too strong, too weak. It was just
right.
These are
like Goldilocks.
Yeah, like a Goldilocks.
These are silly things, but they're like, people do judge you by them. And there's also like these, like if an interview went really well, if you shake someone's hand and then you put your second hand kind of on their arm, like that is like a thing that will help make them remember.
That's a politician's move.
I do that a lot.
There's a reason they do it, because it works, because you remember. Because they're changing how normal handshakes are.
Yeah.
So if you had a really good interaction with somebody, do that at the end, and it'll help you remember that.
Oh,
you
that's
shake
very
hands,
smart.
And then the other hand on top of their arm or wrist or hand, just go, thank you so much. I had a great time.
Or Bill Clinton would draw you in with his other hand. He would pull the bottom part of your arm toward him.
And then he'd undo your pants.
And then he would a lot of times he would do that.
Another big thing that people don't think matter is how messy your desk is.
Oh, my God. Don't look in our office.
Oh, yeah. I know. And it's so I had an old job where I was a web developer for a media company, and we had free soda.
Yeah.
And I
thought.
Yes. It was.
We can't even get water here.
It was 2010. It was the glory days.
Oh, my God.
And I would drink one or two a day. And so I was just stacking these Diet Cokes into a little pyramid on my cubicle wall.
Why?
And just because I thought
you
it was.
Could.
Because I could.
Yeah.
Because I was 24.
Right.
And this, or 24, 25, and this made sense to me. And nobody told me it was gross. Nobody told me anything until one day after some meeting, one of my coworkers comes over and he's just like, hey, Andy, head of HR thinks your desk is disgusting.
Oh.
And you need to throw away all the cans.
Oh.
And I got immediately angry. And I was
They
can't tell me what to do. And then I was just like, oh, if they're bringing it up in a meeting and not to my face, it's probably something I should take care of. And also, just like having a cleaner desk makes you feel more comfortable.
Sure, it does. It does.
Oh, yeah. And especially like after having worked at so many news organizations where they just have piles and piles and piles of old newspapers stacked up on their desks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, are you planning on reading that one from 2016? But no, it's just like a cleaner desk helps your brain. And also other people walking past you, they'll be like, clean desk.
Yeah.
But if your desk is in disarray, they go, ooh.
Plus, that adds to your anxiety, trust me, because my house is in disarray and my desk, and then you know where things are because you have different piles, but it still stresses you out.
Yep.
Andy Boyle in the studio with us, author of Adulthood for Beginners. Before we let you go, what has been the most challenging moment of adulthood? What would you think would be the toughest thing that we have to learn?
I found out I was going to be getting laid off in December. I ended up getting a job. But that was one of the more stressful times as a homeowner, as somebody who has a monthly mortgage payment, as a cat who needs to be fed, all of these sort of things. It was just like, oh my goodness, for all of these years, I've always been getting jobs and jobs. And this was the first time they were like, we're sorry, but you know, you gotta go.
Right.
Because we're shutting this division down. And so it was just kind of like this. I've never not had a job. I've had a job almost all the way through since I was like 14. And so having to relearn how to get a job when you don't have one was really difficult. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I had saved money. I had kind of always prepared. Working in media, you always kind of prepare for that sort of stuff.
You saved money. Good for you.
Yes. My parents taught me well. And so I knew I'd be okay for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. But it was just very terrifying. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I had, you know, a job within like a month. But that was one of the harder things I had to deal with. So that and just, you know, family members when they get sick.
Yeah, so. Always difficult.
Mm-hmm. I was talking, my son Michael will be 18 on the 23rd of May. And, you know, he's graduating from high school and college is next. And he's like, boy, things were easier when I was younger. And I said, yeah, you know, life gets harder and you're still going to make mistakes. It's just the consequences are a little bigger when you get older.
Yeah.
A lot bigger.
This is going to be a nice birthday book for him.
Great.
A gift.
I'm glad. I hope he likes it.
Real quickly, do you think there's a percentage of people who don't become an adult until they have children themselves? Like then
you.
The realization sets in. Maybe me. Could be me.
Kind of me too, though.
It's like that's when you go, okay, now it counts.
That's what my parents tell me. They're just like, oh, we can't wait till you have kids.
Yeah.
You know, because it's kind of like payback.
Right.
Sure.
But now what they say is because my mom wants more grandchildren is she's just like, oh, you'd be such a great dad.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be so great. And it's just like, you just want more grandkids. I get to take care of them most of the time.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes, she does.
Andy Boyle's book is called Adulthood for Beginners. Andy, if people want the book, and why wouldn't they want the book? Where's the best place to go?
They can pick it up at most major booksellers as well as a lot of indie bookstores. You can also find out more information on andyboyle.com. It's on Amazon, Target, all these other places.
Boyle spelled B-O-Y-L-E.
B-O-Y-L-E.
Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Andy. We'll take a quick break. We've got news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, Stream of Consciousness on WGN.